Interesting. Okay, so we're still preparing for Purim, hopefully, and going over different Divrei Torah connected to Purim. So I want to share a Dvar Torah from my teacher, Mr. Tachina Rebbe. The pasuk says in the Megillah, "Vayihi omein es hadasa, hi ester bas dodo." That Mordechai was raising Hadassah, also known as Esther, the daughter of his uncle. Uvimos avia v'ima, when her father and mother died, lekacha Mordechai lo levas. Mordechai took her to be his daughter. So it's interesting.
Esther,
right. So on the one hand, her name is Esther. On the other name, on the other hand, her name is Hadassah. Now, Hadassah is clearly related to Hadassim. So what's the connection between Esther and Hadassim? There's some connection. Her name is Hadassah. Now, the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that Esther had a greenish complexion. Esther Yerakrukis Haisa. Esther had a greenish complexion, like Hadassim are green leaves. But Chut Shel Chesed Mashach Aleha, there was a chain of grace pulled over her, and people just fell in love with her. They liked her, even though she, you know, shouldn't have been so desirable. But they just liked her, even though she had this greenish complexion. So that's one idea, why she's called Hadassah, that she has something greenish like Hadassah. But is there any other explanation that could be given for why she has a name Hadassah? So the Tachina Rebbe suggests as follows. We know that there's a famous medrash in Vayikra that the four items, the Arbaminim, correspond to the different types of Jews. So the Esro, which has a nice smell and a good taste, is a Jew who has Torah and good deeds. The Lulav is the date tree. So the dates have a very good taste, but they don't have a nice smell, per se. So the dates, that corresponds to a Jew who has a lot of Torah. Hadassim have a nice smell, but they don't have any good taste. The berries on the Hadassim are very sour. So the Hadassim, oh thank you, the Hadassim correspond to the Jews who have many good deeds. And the Aravos, they don't have any taste, they don't have any smell. They correspond to the Jews who don't have anything. They don't have good deeds and they don't have Torah. And as the Medrash goes on to say, you have to tie them all together. All Jews need each other. All Jews need to be united with each other. We all learn from each other. We all help each other. We all gain from each other. So one second. Hadassim are what? Hadassim are mitzvos without Torah. So Hadassim represent mitzvos. Knowing lots of mitzvos, doing all the mitzvos, but without having any Torah knowledge. So maybe we can say like this. The verse says in Tehillim, Kol mitzvosecha emuna. The entirety of all your mitzvos is emuna. It's faith in Hashem. So we know that there are certain mitzvos that lead to other mitzvos. Let's say keeping Shabbos leads to faith in Hashem, which leads to observance. Tzitzis reminds us that Hashem is watching us. It leads to mitzvos. The mitzvah that leads to the most mitzvos is the mitzvah of emunah. The foundation, really, of all the positive mitzvos is emunah. The Tanya writes that the mitzvah of emunah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that first pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros, that's the root of all the mitzvos asay, the root of all the forms of loving Hashem. And lo yil lecha Elohim achirim al panai, do not have any other gods before me. That's the root of all the mitzvos lo taseh. So all the prohibitions are also really a form of emunah. It's all based on avodah zarah. It's getting rid of avodah zarah to just believe in Hashem and not to have idols. So emunah is the root really of all the mitzvos. So maybe we can say like this. What does it mean that emunah is the root of all the mitzvos? The best way to do mitzvos is to just do them based on emunah. The best way to do mitzvos is to do them with emunah pshuta. Hashem said, that's what I'm doing. I don't know why, it doesn't matter. I'm just doing. In other words, somebody who has hadassim, mitzvos without Torah knowledge, he doesn't understand why, he doesn't have any explanations, he doesn't know anything, he doesn't know the gemaros, he doesn't know the halacha, he doesn't know anything. He says, this is the mitzvah I was given. I have to do it. It's the command. It's just simple emunah. That's the highest level. That's the best level.
Also, Rabbi,
in what way?
That we do all the mitzvot to gain emunah.
Beautiful. Also true, right? We do. Amen. We do all the mitzvot to gain emunah, but also emunah leads to mitzvot. If you really believe in Hashem, so then we would listen to Hashem if we believe in Him. But also, the highest level of doing a mitzvah is not for the various reasons. It's just to do it because Hashem told us. In other words, the person who doesn't know, he's like the person who's learned everything. The person who learns everything, after he learns it all, he realizes, but you know what it is? The real reason is beyond all these reasons. Whatever the reason is, there's something more. It's that Hashem said, that's bigger. You know, it's bigger than all the reasons. The Rambam, for example, says in Mor Nevuchim that maybe the reason for the mitzvah of Ketores and the Beis HaMikdash is that with all the karbanos being slaughtered and the blood going all over the place, it's a bad smell, because blood doesn't smell so nice. So Hashem said, burn Ketores. Okay, it's a reason, but there's more than that. It's not just the only reason for Ketores. Ketores stops plagues. Ketores, stops the Malach HaMaves. It's got to be more than just, to make the smell better. So at a certain point, after all the reasons, you say, but, there's something more than that. What's more? I don't understand the more. I have emunah that there's more. So the person who never learned all the reasons, he already knows that. He already knows I'm doing it because Hashem said to do it. That's it, the main thing. It's just emunah. And this is especially important in the times of galus, in the times of exile. Because in the times of galus, in the times of exile, it's a time of hester panim. It's when Hashem is hiding His face. When Hashem is hiding His face, so we don't have so much understanding, we don't have prophecy, we don't have real connection. So what do we have then? What we have is simple emunah. Just have emunah in Hashem. He's in charge. I don't understand, but I'm listening to Him, I'm following Him. Just have the simple emunah. So maybe we can read that into the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Vayihi omein es hadasa. And he was Omein Hadassah. He was raising Hadassah. But another way to read it is Omein is Emunah. Vayihi Omein. And he is Emunah. What is Emunah? Hadassah. Hadassah is the Hadassah. Doing all the mitzvos without Torah knowledge. What does that lead to? What is that all about? That's about Emunah. He, Esther Bastodo. Why is it a time for Emunah? Because it was a time of Esther. It's a time when Hashem is hiding His face. So he is raising her to be a person of emunah. Ki ein la avain. In other words, she doesn't have the big levels, the father, mother, the high levels. The Kabbalah teaches that the three intellects, chachma, bina, and das, are called imos. They're the three mothers. And the seven emotions, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzachot, yisod, malchus, are called children. So, ein la avaim. She doesn't have the understanding. She doesn't have the chachma bina vada. She doesn't have the emos. She doesn't have the sources. So, what do you have then? You just have emunah. You just have a yomein es hadasa. So, let's go a little bit deeper with this. Who's the father who taught us emunah? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is called Rosh Lama'aminim. Avram Avinu, he goes around the land of Canaan, he builds altars, and he teaches people about Hashem. He has a tent and a meeting place for people to come, and for him to teach them to bless Hashem and to believe in Hashem, to have attachment to Hashem. Avraham in Gematria is 248. Rashi says that his name was Avram, and then when he did the Bris Milah, he became Avraham because he acquired another five limbs. That before he had Bris Milah, he didn't really rule over his eyes and over his ears and over that organ. But by doing Bris Milah, he acquired mastery over those limbs. He went from 243 limbs to 248 limbs. How many mitzvot haseh are there? 248 mitzvot haseh. There are 248 mitzvot haseh. And so the 200 Avram Avinu, who equals in Gematria 248, he represents the 248 mitzvot haseh, because the Ramban tells us, why is it that haseh docha lo saseh? Why does a positive mitzvah overrule a lo saseh? So the Ramban says, because a positive mitzvah displays ahava, displays love. And a lo taseh displays yira, displays fear. Because what is love? Love is doing, to be active. So a mitzvah saseh is to do. So that is love. Whereas a lo taseh is to pull back, not to do this, not to do that. That displays fear. Fear is to pull away, pull back. Whereas a mitzvah saseh is ahava, to display love, to go out and to do.
mitzvot that we do out of fear?
Maybe we do it out of fear, but this is love. In other words, love is not just a feeling. The core of love is the doing. We find that the Baalei Musar say that in Aramaic, the word hav means give. And maybe that's the very root of the word ahava, love. The love is from the giving. Rav Dessler writes in his Kunshas HaChesed that during the war, he was with he knew of someone who, unfortunately, the family broke apart during the war. The mother went one way, the father went another way. And there was a father who raised his son, you know, hiding in the forest from Nazis for 3-4 years, whereas the mother was away in England. And then they finally reunited after they were separated for 4 years. And he wrote that the mother was not able to love her child as a mother anymore. He said the father was the mother. Emotionally, the mother had a very hard time with her child. Now, she had missed her child, and she had loved her child and longed for her child. He said what he saw from that experience is that the doing is what creates the feeling. So that the more one does, the more one feels for someone else. It's the doing that is the source of the feeling. It's not that the feeling comes because I do because I love. Because I do, that's why I love. The more I do, the more I love. The doing creates the feeling. So a mitzvah saseh is doing. A mitzvah lo saseh is not doing. So the mitzvah saseh is love. That is what love is. The doing, the being active, that creates the love. The lo taseh, the not doing, you know, I'm not going to eat chelev, I'm not going to eat blood, I'm not going to eat pig, I'm not going to,
drive on Shabbos.
So the pulling back, that's all expressions of what fear is. Fear is to pull in. Whereas ahava, love, is to extend out. So mitzvah saseh, says the Ramban, mitzvah saseh by definition are ahava. Mitzvahs lo taseh are by definition yirah. Now it's an interesting thing because the punishment for not doing a mitzvah saseh, there is no punishment for not doing a mitzvah saseh. You bring a carbon ola. But if you do a lo taseh, the punishment is to get lashes. So you'd think that based on punishments, the lo taseh is more powerful than an aseh. So why is it that aseh docha lo saseh, that if you have a four-cornered garment of linen, you can put on a wool string of tcheles, and you can have shatnez, because the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis overrules the prohibition of kilayim. But I understand, kilayim would get me lashes. Not doing tzitzis doesn't get me lashes. The answer is because it's true that in this detail, the prohibition has a more severe penalty. But the concept of what a mitzvah saseh is, the concept of doing, is loving. And loving is a higher value than fearing. And so since mitzvahs saseh are loving, and mitzvahs lo taseh are fearing, mitzvahs saseh overrule mitzvahs lo taseh. Now Avram Avinu, he is the great believer, the teacher of monotheism, but he's also the greatest example of loving. The Navi Yeshayahu calls him Avraham Ohavi, Avram who loves me. And we find Avram Avinu is Mr. Chesed. He has his surgery, the bris milah, and right away he wants to go welcome guests. So he is the doer. He is the mitzvah saseh. He's equals in Gematria 248 for the 248 mitzvah saseh, and he's Rosh Lema'aminim. He's the root of all the faith, because all 248 mitzvah saseh are rooted ultimately in faith. So maybe that's the pasuk, Kol Ma'asehu Be'emuna. All of his handiwork is with emuna. We can say like this, the same way the roots of all the mitzvahs is emuna, the root of the world is also emuna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in us to be able to create us. So we believe in him, and he believes in us. The Gemara says this in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Vaya emunas itecha chosen Yeshuos chachmas vada'as yiras Elokim." So the verse says there, and it shall be the faith of your seasons. So the Gemara interprets that entire verse to be referring to each order of Shisha Sidri Mishnah. Emunas is the name of Zra'im. It's the name of seed law, agricultural law. Shema'amin b'borei olam v'zorea. That for a person who plants, he believes in the Creator, he puts a seed in, he believes the Creator is going to make it grow. So planting, that is a display of emunah. So all agricultural law is a display of faith. It's a display of trust in God. I trust it's going to work, and I plant. So you know what? When Hashem made the world, he also believed. He believed in us. We had emunah in him, and he had emunah in us. He had emunah that he could plant people, and it would grow. He would plant people, and people would end up succeeding to serve Hashem and to fulfill his mitzvos. So maybe that's the meaning of the verse. The verse says, Eile toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz behi bar'am. These are the generations of heavens and earth when they were created. So Rashi says, behi bar'am is the letters be'avraham. The heavens and earth were created for the sake of Avraham. In other words, Avraham is the person of Emunah. Heavens and earth were created because of Avraham, because Hashem had Emunah in us. So to go deeper, Emunah is where the mind stops. You understand a certain amount. You say, I can't understand beyond this. So how do I get through this? Only with Emunah. Emunah is beyond logic. It doesn't make sense. But I have Emunah. I have faith. Emunah is to jump beyond logic. And that's how Hashem made people. Because the Gemara tells us in the Masechet Shabbos that when Hashem wanted to make human beings and make the world, the angels complained and they said, Ma enosh ki tiskerenu. What is a human being? Uven adam ki tachashveyu, and a son of man. Well, how could you make people? And the Zohar explains what that meant was that the angel said, Asad hu lemechta kamach. Man's going to sin, so why make man? How could you make man? It's going to be a failure. You want people to serve you, they're going to end up sinning. So Hashem said, Kfar nasa adam, I already made man. I already made man. It's too late. You have all this complaint and that complaint, I already made it. In other words, you're right by logic, I shouldn't make man. But I'm making man based on Emunah. I have faith in the holiness of the souls, and I'm going to make man. So we can now say that since Hashem believed in human beings and believed that human beings would serve him, and that's how he made us, that's why the root of us is to also have faith in him. Because we know that at our root, he had faith in us. And so since at our root, he had faith in us, when we get to our roots, we go back to having faith with him. And so we can say that the 248 mitzvahs asay, they correspond to the 248 limbs, because the root of a person, the root of a mitzvah is the same. It's all Emunah Hashem. So now let's go another level. Another level. He said Avram Avinu is the father who symbolizes Ahava, love. Doing. He's the father who symbolizes Emunah. He's the father who is the source of the mitzvahs. There's another thing. He's the first of our fathers. Our family begins with Avram Avinu. Now we know that throughout our tradition, when we talk about a father, it's a very loving father. Kirachim av al banim. Like the father loves his child, came to rachim aleinu. So apparently the fact that he's the first of our family, he's the most loving being in our family, is connected with the fact that he teaches Emunah. Because we have to say like this. You know what's the greatest sign that Hashem loves us? That he gave us the concept of Emunah. He gave us the ability to have faith in him, the ability to trust him when all things are terrible. Somebody doesn't have Emunah, it's very, very misfortunate. It's very unfortunate if somebody doesn't have Emunah. His life is miserable. He's so worried. He's so anxious. It's so terrible. Hashem, throughout, whenever we talk about the mitzvos in the Gemara, the language that the Gemara uses for mitzvos is Rachmana, the compassionate one. The compassionate one told us. Because the greatest Rachmanas is that Hashem gave us the 248 mitzvos. The 248 mitzvos are Reish, Mem, and Ches. Reish, Mem, and Ches is the root, Rachim, to have compassion. Because the whole mitzvos is Rachmanas that Hashem had on us. So, if a person is fulfilling mitzvos, just because Hashem said it, just simple Emunah. Hashem said, that's why I do. Simple Emunah, that arouses Hashem's Rachmanas. Hashem says, oh, you have such trust in me, you're just doing whatever I say. I have compassion on you. You don't need any reasons. So listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Lama Token, why do we blow shofar? So the Gemara answers, Lama Token, why do we blow shofar? Rachmana Amar Tiku. The compassionate one said we should blow shofar. In other words, why are we doing a mitzvah? It's because of Hashem's Rachmanas. Hashem and his Rachmanas gave us the mitzvos. We don't need anything else. That's the ultimate reason. We're doing the mitzvahs because Hashem loves us and he gave us things out of love. So Avram Avinu is the Rosh Lamaminim. Avram Avinu is the first of all the believers. So he fulfills mitzvos just with simple emunah. And through his fulfilling mitzvos with simple emunah, he connected to Hashem's rachmanus, that Hashem has such rachmanus that he gave us mitzvos. And Avram Avinu in that way brought about rachmanus of Hashem to his entire being. So he brought rachim, compassion of Hashem, rachmanus, to Ramach, to his 248 limbs. And from there we got the 248 mitzvos, which are all rachmanus. And he became a person of rachmanus. And therefore he's the first of the father. He's the kerachim of albanim. So the pasuk says, V'Avraham zakein baba yamin. Avram was old, coming with his days. Another way to read it is, Avram is the zakein. He's the grandfather. Baba Yami comes with his days. A grandfather never sees anything wrong in his grandchildren. A grandfather has tremendous rachmanus, tremendous love and compassion on his children. And that's Avram Avinu. So let's go back to the pasuk. Vayehi omenes Hadassah. Mordechai was raising Hadassah. He Esther bas Dodo. This is Esther, the daughter of his uncle. Ki ein la ava aim, because she didn't have a father and mother. Uvimos avia v'ima, when her father and mother died, lekacha Mordechai lo levas. Mordechai took her to be a daughter. So now you can ask, how could somebody be a daughter if this is not his father? This is not her father. She's not Avram, she's not Mordechai's daughter. So how could the verse say, vatihi lo levas, right? Lekacha Mordechai lo levas. Mordechai took her to be a daughter. She's not a daughter. How did she become a daughter? The answer is like this. Hashem has given the power of tremendous love that a father has to a child. Because Hashem loves us like a father loves a child. So when there's a father, he feels this rachmanus, this love of his children. But if somebody's not the father, he doesn't feel this rachmanus. By nature, he doesn't feel the rachmanus because he's not the father. But here, what does it say? Vayehi omein as Hadassah. He was giving emuna to Hadassah. She was Hadassah, the 248 mitzvos. And he was turning those mitzvos into emuna. So he was doing it all as emuna. So if he's doing it all as emuna, that's already the level of Avram Avinu, who's the one who teaches emuna. And what is the idea of emuna? That Hashem has such rachmanus on us, such compassion, that he gave us the gift of emunah. So Mordechai also, because he was turning the mitzvos into emunah, so he had a feeling of Hashem's rachmanus, of Hashem's compassion, and therefore he got to be a person of enormous compassion. So when he was a person of such enormous compassion, this orphan that he was raising becomes his daughter, because when he fulfills a mitzvah with such level of faith and Rachmanus, he reaches the level of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the Rosh Lama'aminim, and he's the Rosh of the Avos. So now Mordechai is like an Avram who has this love to this person, like the love that a father would have to a child. The Gemara says, Kalamagadil Yasam V'Yasom B'Soch Beso. Anyone who raises an orphan boy or an orphan girl in his home, Mala Alavakasov. Ki'ilu yolada. The verse considers it as if he gave birth to that orphan. There's ma'ala olav akasuv. It's a verse. He's doing a mitzvah. Since what he's doing is a mitzvah, and when he does a mitzvah, he feels that the mitzvos are displays of Hashem's emunah in us. The mitzvos are displays of Hashem's rachmanas on us. So therefore, ki'ilu yolada. It's as if he gave birth to this person, because now he has the love of a father to this person. So maybe now we have another idea. Right? We said at the beginning that Esther is called Hadassah. Why is she called Hadassah? So we said maybe because she represents doing mitzvos without even understanding. Vayehi omein es Hadassah. Mitzvos becoming emunah. We can say now another idea. A hadas has three leaves. Why does it have three leaves? To correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because the Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the parents, they have tremendous love, tremendous rachmanas. We can say another thing. Avraham in Gematria is 248, but 248 equals rachim, compassion. Avram equals compassion. So the first father, Avram, is the symbol of all the fathers, tremendous compassion. So Hadassah, she was the one of that compassion. Namely, she aroused the compassion of a father, even though she didn't have a father, which is the level of having emunah on Hashem, that Hashem in His love gives us, in His compassion, He gives us mitzvos. That's what Esther merited. That's why Esther is called Hadassah. Esther bas Dodo, she's called Hadassah. She arouses this dynamic of the compassion of a father, the tremendous love that Hashem has for us, and in that regard, giving us this tremendous gift of Emunah and the 248 mitzvos. So another thought that he said is that it says in the beginning of the Megillah that Achashverosh Hamoleich Mehodu Vad Kush. He was ruling from Hodu all the way to Kush. Now what is Hodu, what is Kush? So one explanation is that Hodu is India and Kush is Ethiopia. So India and Ethiopia are not close to each other, that's far. So he ruled from one edge, you know, of the world to the other edge of the world. He had a huge empire. But the other explanation of Hodu and Kush is that the two countries are actually next to each other, Hodu and Kush. And the same way he ruled these two countries that are next to each other with a strong hand, that's how he ruled all these 127 countries with a strong hand. So the Gemara says it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Chadamar once said Hodu is in one part of the world and Kush in the other part of the world. The other one said Hodu and Kush are next to each other. Said my teacher of the Stachina Rebbe, maybe there's no argument. Because we know that there are always two ways of reading the Megillah. Whenever it says HaMelech in the Megillah, can either be the Pashat Pshat, which is Achashverosh, or HaMelech could mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Achashverosh. There are two ways of reading it. So we can say like this. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that the word Sheker, the letters are close to each other, because the letters are Shin, Kuf, Resh. So in the Aleph Beis, you have Kuf, Resh, Shin. So these are letters that are next to each other. Whereas MS, the letters are far from each other. Aleph is the beginning, Mem is the middle, Tav is the end. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? Shikra Shchiach. It's very easy to find falsehood. There's a lot of falsehood all over the place. Kushtalo Shchiach. But MS, to find truth, is not so easy. The beginning, the middle, the end, then maybe you get truth. You have to look hard till you find truth. Go through this and that, to eventually get to the truth. So now we can say like this. If we say that Achashverosh is ruling, that it's the king Achashverosh, HaMolech, it's not Hashem, but Achashverosh. So if it's Achashverosh, so Achashverosh is a king, he's not really a king. He's not really a king. He thinks he's a king, but he's not really the king. It's a sheker. Achashverosh's whole thing is sheker. He thinks he's a king. Really, Hashem's in charge. His whole thing is a kingdom of sheker. That he makes a whole party, that he's so powerful, really he's, as you know, Vashti tells him, you're a stable boy of Nebuchadnezzar, you're a nobody. It's all Malchus Shel Sheker. So Malchus Shel Sheker, in Sheker, the letters are next to each other. So that's the opinion, that the two countries are next to each other. Hodu and Kush are right next to each other. Like Sheker is right next to each other. But if we say that HaMolech is not referring to Achashverosh, but rather referring to Hashem, Melech Sha'achris V'Areshis Shalom, the king who has the end and beginning to belonging to him, so then it's a real Melech. That's a real ruler. A real ruler. Hashem is the real king. If it's referring to Hashem, then it's Merachkana Adati. Then they're far from each other. Like the word MS, the letters are far from each other. And Hodu and Kush are not close, but they're far from each other. So the two ideas really complement each other. From the perspective of Hashem, that Hashem is the Molech, Hodu and Kush are far, just like MS is far. Aleph is far from Mem, and Mem is far from Tav. It's hard to find MS. But from the perspective that HaMolech is a reference to Achashverosh, so if it's Achashverosh, it's all one big joke. It's a comic story. Yeah, he thinks he's a king. He's really a nobody. Really, Hashem's in charge. The whole thing's a bunch of lies. So it's all Sheker. If it's all Sheker, then it's Makarvana Adadi. They don't like the letters of the word Sheker. Are close to each other. They're close to each other. So you can say like this. Hodu in Gematria equals 21. 21 is in Gematria of the name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Now the name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, times Aleph Hey Yud Hey, 21 times 21 equals 441, which is the word Emes. That's what you say, V'chol Ma'aminim, everyone believes, Shehu Kel Emes, that he is the God of truth, Hehagui Be'eya Asher Heya, whose name is Aleph Hey Yud Hey, that Aleph Hey Yud Hey. His name is 21 times 21. That's the true kingdom. The true kingdom, Hashem, is the Emes, the real king. So that's 441. Now, we can go even further. We can say that every Aleph hints to this name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Why? Because in the Aleph base, how many letters are there? There are 22 letters. So if you take out the Aleph, you have the Aleph. That's Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And then you have another 21 letters. 21 letters is the second Aleph Hey Yud Hey. So we can say that Aleph is like the word Pella. It's the same letters, Pella, the wonder. It's beyond us, the Aleph. It's another world. Like Ehaye, I will be. It's not yet here, I will be. And I will be in the next 21 letters that again are what's revealing this that will be. Okay, so we can say that Aleph is a hint again to Ehaye. Now Hodu in Gematria is 21. It's Ehaye. So that's like Aleph. It says Me Hodu. So you also have a Mem. The Mem of the word Emes. Ad Kush. Ad Kush equals the Tuf of Emes. So Me Hodu. Hodu is the Aleph. The Mem is the Mem. Ad Kush is the Tuf. So again, this is the kingdom of Emes. Me Hodu, from Hodu, the beginning, all the way till Kush. So that's two ways here, right? One way is to say that Hodu and Kush are next to each other. That's Ahasuerus is the ruler. Ahasuerus is the ruler. It's a kingdom of Sheker. The other way to say is that Hashem is the ruler. If Hashem is the ruler, Hodu and Kush are far from each other, just like in the word Emes, the Aleph, Mem, and Taf are far from each other. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Emes me eretz titzmach. Truth will grow off of the ground. Truth comes out from the ground. Whereas the phrase Sedei Emes, the field of truth, equals in Gematria the word Sheker. 600. Because apparently the emes that comes out of the ground is the opposite of sheker. Now the Almighty the forces of evil, they want to turn the emes me'eretz titzmach, the truth that's growing out of the ground, into stay sheker, to make it into one big field of falsehood. So we can say like this, there's a lot of falsehood out there. There isn't a lot of truth out there. But there's a lot of falsehood out there. And they say all sorts of lies to this one, to that one. Whereas the people of MS, not so many people of MS, and it's hard for them to get together and to be united because it's hard for them to find each other. Now there is something called shalom, peace. The verse says, shalom, shalom, la rachok v'la karov. Peace for the far and the ones who are close. Shalom causes that the person who's far should also become close. Shalom has the ability to take people of MS and to unite them with each other. Now we know that you're allowed to lie for the sake of shalom. Mutter l'shanos mitarkei shalom. So when you lie for the sake of shalom, that's taking sheker and healing sheker. It's taking sheker and using it in the right way. To create peace, to create shalom. So the pasuk says, Borei nivsfasayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the expressions that come out of the lips. In other words, that people should not only speak with MS, because it would be hard then for them to be united, but rather sometimes to even speak with sheker in order to accomplish shalom, shalom, la rachok v'la karov. To accomplish creating peace for those who are close, and even for those who are far. Now, the real root of this is that even though you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace, it's not like you're really lying. It looks like a lie, right? Your objective is the real truth. So it looks like on the outside a lie. So here's an interesting thing. Bishalom is the letters malbush, a garment. So bishalom, when you say falsehood for the sake of peace, it's really a garment over the MS. It's not that you really want to lie. You're just covering the truth. You're trying to get to the truth. But to get to the truth, you have to, you know, sometimes go through some sheker to get to the truth. So mishanemes la'emes, mipnei ha'shalom, bishalom is the letters malbush. Now, another interesting hint is that there's a system called atbash. Aleph gets switched with taf, beis with shin. So in atbash, sheker becomes beged. Sheker. You can have sheker in order to get to the truth. But you know that beneath the sheker is to get to the truth. So maybe we can say, what's the holiest garment? The holiest garment is tzitzis. Beged tzitzis. That's the holiest garment. Tzitzis in gematria is 600. It's the same as sheker. The tzitzis, the holy garment, that's the right way to use sheker. The right way to use sheker is to have sheker as a garment for truth in order to get to the real truth. Now, the very word tzitzis is connected to the word meitzitz, that God looks. Meitzitz min acharakim, he looks through the cracks. In other words, you can look through the falsehood, and through the cracks you can get to the truth that's hidden within the falsehood that's being used for the good. Now, we mentioned that there's another garment that is a mitzvah. It's the opposite. You're not supposed to wear such a garment, and that's the garment of woolen linen, shatnez. Lo silba shatnez, tzemer upishtim yachta. Pasuk says, don't wear shatnez, woolen linen together. Instead, what should you do? G'dilim ta'asa l'chal arba kanfos k'suscha. Make tzitzis on your four corners. So the Gemara says, what's the connection between kelayim and tzitzis? To tell you that the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis overrules the prohibition of kelayim. If you have a four-cornered linen garment, you're allowed to put on it tzitzis of wool. So now, you can say like this. The prohibition of kelayim, wool and linen, is that wool is from the sheep. Linen is a plant. They're not supposed to mix with each other. It's like you're not supposed to mix an ox with a donkey. They're not supposed to mix. They're different types. If you mix things that are not supposed to be together with each other, it's like you're putting something in jail. Because they don't want to be together. They want to separate. But you force them together through a jail. So that's kilayim. Kilayim is a terminology of a jail. That's what the Zohar says. It's a jail. So one second. How could we therefore allow kilayim and tzitzis? It's not right. We're forcing two things together that don't belong. But the pshat is like this. The truth sometimes needs to be clothed with some dishonesty to get to the truth. But the dishonesty, the mishanemes ha'emes, b'pnei ha'shalom, is really for the sake of emes. It's for the sake of truth. So it's to get to shalom. So that's the idea, that tzitzis, which is a holy truth, they can have clothed in them some dishonesty, the connection of kilayim, in order to get to the real emes, to get to the real truth, to get to the real shalom. So what do? Every day when we say kriyat shema, we talk about tzitzis, and how do we end tzitzis with? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That through the tzitzis, we're trying to get to the Emes. We're trying to get to the real truth. Through the garment of Kilayim, we can get to the real truth beneath that. We're just using the garment to get to Darkei Shalom. Yaakov Avinu, he is the personality of Emes. The Navi Micha says, "Titin emes li Yaakov." Give emes to Yaakov. Now, in the word emes, the letters are far from each other, which we said, the Gemara says, means you have to work hard to bring these letters close to each other. So that's what it says about Yaakov Avinu, "Ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleha lecha etnena lezarecha." The land you are laying on, you will get and your descendants. And Rashi says, Gemara says in Chulin, that Hashem took Eretz Yisrael, he folded it up, he put it under Yaakov Avinu, to make it easier for Yaakov's descendants to conquer Eretz Yisrael. because Yaakov is MS. So normally MS, the letters are far from each other. But Hashem folds up Eretz Yisrael, MS me Eretz Titzmach, MS comes from the land, to enable Yaakov Avinu and his descendants to acquire Eretz Yisrael. Now the first place that the Jewish people acquired in Eretz Yisrael was Hebron, which has Maras HaMachpelah. Hebron is from the word chibur, connection. Hebron is the place of bringing together and creating shalom, creating peace. So the land of Israel is through combining together the letters of MS in order to have a true combination of all these concepts, the beginning, the middle, and the end. So what did we say? We said Rav and Shmuel argue. One say Hodu and Kush are next to each other. One say Hodu and Kush are far from each other. So we said Hodu and Kush are far from each other from the perspective of MS. If it's MS, if it's Malchus Shel MS, then they're far from each other. If it's Malchus Shel Sheker, then they're close to each other. Now, if you have them far from each other, that seems to be a deficiency in the Malchus Shel MS, that they're not close to each other. It's hard for them to get together. So that's why the verse said, the other one says, no, they're really close to each other. In other words, through Shalom, through peace, they're close to each other. So Achashverosh, he seemingly is a person of Sheker. But Achashverosh's Sheker is to serve really Hashem's kingdom. So therefore, ultimately, he causes the bringing about of the Achdus and the bringing together of the Jewish people. At the very end of the Megillah, we read, Vayishlach Svarim El Kol Yehudim. Mordechai sent scrolls to everybody. El Sheva Vesrim Meyam Medina. 127 countries, Malchus Achashverosh, the kingdom of Achashverosh, Divrei Shalom Va'emes, words of peace and truth. What does that mean? Divrei Shalom, words of peace. And through the peace, it got to truth. Through Shalom, through having some falsehood for the sake of peace, they got to ultimately the truth. They were in 127 countries. 127 countries, the close ones and the far ones. In other words, shalom, shalom, peace, la rachok, to those who are far, v'la karov, and to those who are close. So we can say that sheker stands for shalom, karov, rachok. Shin kufresh. Shalom, karov, rachok. Peace to those who are close and peace to those who are far. And here's an amazing thing, that in Purim, though, you have an amazing concept, that it's two different days. Some Jews observe it on the 14th, and other Jews observe it on the 15th. But yet, the Gemara says, even if you're a person of the 14th, you can't be sad on the 15th. And if you're a person of the 15th, you can't be sad on the 14th. And you have to have mishloach manos, ish l'reihu, you have to send gifts to each other. Because you have to have shalom. You have to have peace. You have to enable this peace. Now the Gemara says in the Medrash that the reason why Esther merited to have 127 countries is because Sarah lived for 127 years. Now Rashi tells us in the beginning of Chaye Sarah that Sarah's 127 years represents the fact that she was equally good in all 127. She was beautiful in all 127. She was clean of sin of all in all 127. But she connected together all of her years. That's like MS, connecting together the beginning, the middle, the end, going through all the years and uniting them all as one. And we even find that Sarah Imenu is the person who gets for us Hebron, because Avraham Avinu purchases Maras HaMachpelah to bury Sarah Imenu in Hebron, which is the city of Chibur, the city of connection. So we can now even suggest that when Sarah was taken down to Egypt, we know that Egypt, their horoscope is the sheep. That's why we slaughtered the sheep for Korban Pesach. And we know that in Egypt, the Medrash says that's a place where they grow flax. That's why one of the names of the rivers there is called Pishon. So her going down to Egypt, we can even say in a certain sense, is sort of the combination of wool and linen. It's like Kil'ayim. So by her being down in Egypt and having a holy form of Kil'ayim, that was like the idea of tzitzis, where the idea of tzitzis is that you could have Kil'ayim in the tzitzis because through the falsehood of the Kil'ayim, you can see the MS that's peeking through, the truth that's peeking through. We find that Korach fought against the whole concept of tzitzis. The end of Parsha Shlach is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Then you have Parsha's Korach, because Korach made fun of tzitzis. He says, why do we need tzitzis for? What about a tal shekula tcheles? And what is Korach? Korach is the source of the prohibition not to have machlokas. We'll see ya kekorach mchad also. As a person who fights against tzitzis, who doesn't understand that there's a place for sheker, there's a place for kil'ayim, as long as it's a garment that's over the emes, he ends up being a person of machlokas, and Korach, therefore, is a person who doesn't have emes me'eretz titzmach. He doesn't have the truth growing out of the land, and instead he gets swallowed by the land. He goes down into the depths of the land. So this is another, you know, Purim Torah to appreciate Purim. I want to share one last thought. This is a thought that I saw from Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that when we were at Har Sinai, Hashem gave us the Torah, and Hashem held the mountain over us. Kaf Aleim HaHar Kegigah. So the Gemara said, based on that, Mikan Moda Rabal Oraisa. Really, it's like a disclaimer against keeping mitzvahs. We can say, yeah, we had to do it. We were forced. We didn't really want to do it. We were forced into it. So the Gemara says, but that's not an excuse anymore, because Hadar Kiblua Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. Later, the Jews reaccepted the Torah, as it says, Kimu VeKiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. So this is very difficult. What does it mean that Hashem forced us to get the Torah? We said Naaseh V'Nishma. So the classical answer is that we said Naaseh V'Nishma on the written Torah. We were forced to accept the oral Torah. But at Hars, and in the story of Purim, is where we got the, we reaccepted the Torah, we reaccepted the oral Torah. The whole story of Purim is really a story of oral Torah, where Jews come up with an idea, they add a mitzvah, and then Hashem accepts it. Yes, Purim is there, Megillas Esther is there, that's the oral Torah. And that's connected to that place of the world, right? Persia. Because out of Persia, we get Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, is from that area. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, God seated me in the dark, and out of the dark, I came out with the light. That's Talmud Bavli. That's the Babylonian Talmud. That's the oral Torah. So what we were forced to accept was the oral Torah. And in Purim, we willfully accept the oral Torah. We come up with our own insights. So that's why in Purim we stopped this Modah Rabbah. We've now completed the full receipt of the Torah of Sinai, and now we're fully obligated in the Torah. Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin explains that the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai was Hashem initiating. But once we went into exile, Hashem expects us to initiate. He wants us to take charge. And that's why in exile, the foundation is the oral Torah. Because in the oral Torah, we need to take charge. We need to try to understand, interpret. And then through our interpretations, Hashem says, yes, that's the right thing. So that's why the completion, really the celebration of Purim, is not just to celebrate Purim, but to also feel thankful for the gift of the oral Torah, and to be inspired to initiate from within, and hopefully serve Hashem and get close to Him.
Amen.
Thank you for taking the time, everyone.